listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. As we get over the hump together. Man, what a time it is to talk sports. Miller and Moulton, how the heck are you? And that was meant for all the members of the PGA Tour. Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Mark's got his golf shirt on today, so I know he's going golfing. Can't wait. Man, I would love to plant a bug on you and all the guys that you hang with, because not a single one of them ever wanted to have anything to do with the LIV. And so how are they going to rationalize this? Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, David. And I can't wait to find out. Tuesday, the course that I belong to in the summer is closed. So I didn't even go hit balls yesterday. I had no contact with any of them. I will see all the guys that have stayed for the summer at 11 o'clock this morning. And I cannot wait, because last night my daughter spent the night at my mother's house. My wife had a busy morning. It was just going to be a little bit easier. How about last day of school? Spend the night with Grammy, and the wife can shoot out without any distractions this morning. My mother is a sports fan. She just turned 79 years old. Walked in the house, and right after hello, she just looked at me. She goes, "Well, I'm done." I said, "Excuse me?" So I'm done. Those greedy bastards.
Wow, I didn't realize your mom was one of the 9/11 families who have been protesting recently, because that's basically what they said, word for word, yesterday about the PGA Tour.
Mom's done. I don't know what the rest of the ECC crowd is going to be like at 11 this morning. But as you said, David, we've been talking about this. We've talked more about LIV Golf than probably any show in the country.
We're done.
And you and I took a lot of heat from our listeners.
Yes.
For being supportive of a different tour, at least understanding about it. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that David and I have long been obviously independent contractors, except for we're held under certain laws that if we're fired, we can't work. And we've never found that to be fair.
Right.
So when we approached this, we kind of looked at it from the same standpoint. They're independent contractors. Why can't they go play golf somewhere else?
Right. We've never liked the non-compete clauses in our contracts, especially after we're done. Okay. And so we thought that what the PGA Tour was doing to the guys that jumped to the LIV, that we thought it was similar. And we took a lot of heat from you guys for it. I even worked behind the scenes on 3 LIV golf events, doing stats. The first 3 events a year ago at this time, the first 3 events in their history. Okay, I was supplying much of the information for the broadcasters. It literally was a 1-month assignment. I took the money. Trust me, my wife was not happy with me at all. Not happy with me.
I wasn't happy with you either, because I was begging for a job.
That's because you're like, "Hey, do they pay behind the scenes people the way they pay their golfers?" And I'm like, "Yeah, they do. They pay a lot more than tour networks do. As a matter of fact, they do.
Sign me up."
So, and as Paul in the Twitch chat room asked, "Did you get paid?" Yeah, this was not the AAF. Okay. Now, this one had a little more legs to it.
But of all the things that I never expected to hear, at least in 2023.
Thank you. In June of 2023, this was shocking. In June of 2025, after a long, brutal legal fight in which we see who was going to win, and especially if LIV had won in court, I don't know about you, Mark, I expected something like this sometime in 2025 if LIV was victorious in court.
Which they had not been at any point yet.
The only thing they had been successful at was getting the PGA Tour to have to open up their books. But the PGA Tour was also successful in court getting the Saudis to have to open up their books. Now, I would argue it's more damaging for the PGA Tour to have their books exposed. I mean, who do the Saudis have to answer to? Themselves. It's a dictatorship. The PGA Tour is trying to run a 501(c). The PGA Tour has to answer, in theory, to their members. I think it's more damaging if we had played that game for the PGA Tour. And I believe, Mark, that was one of the driving forces behind this. I really do. I think Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour said, we can't have our books exposed. I mean, it's bad enough Phil was right about everything. Okay, people have no idea how much Phil was right. We can't have our books exposed.
The only other theory, David, is that the PGA Tour was not nearly as flush with money as people think that they were. And that between legal fees, the added purses, trouble getting sponsors, that they were in a money problem.
Well, the funny thing, though, is that they brought the sponsorship problem on themselves. When you start elevating a dozen events and therefore downgrading two dozen events, guess what? The sponsors of the two dozen events are like, why should I have to keep forking out the $10 million plus dollars that you need me to fork out for this 1 week? I mean, imagine how Valero felt for the Texas Open. Wonderfully run tournament, by the way. We know the people who run the tournament. They do a phenomenal job. Okay, the community supports it with big crowds. Title sponsors like, yeah, this ain't working for me. There's only four guys I know in this field. Honda left the East Coast event after this year. Why? It's not an elevated event.
And they have not replaced them yet. They're trying. There are some that are close, but it's not been done yet.
Adam points out on D-Day to really rub it in. I will say, if you and I were in the offices, and we probably would have supported this for business, and the details have not been finalized, but you know, I'm guessing you and I would have gone along with it. We would have brought up all the concerns, but we would have said, well, from a business standpoint, this is probably the smart thing. I wouldn't do it on June 6th, though. I got to be honest. I mean, of all the days, I mean, this one and, you know, December 7th and July 4th. I mean, I'd keep those 3 days out. Pick any one of the other 362.
But the fact of the matter is that the rank and file, and not even the rank and file, the entire PGA Tour essentially found out on Twitter yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And that's a fact.
Also throw in, obviously, September 11th. So, you know, they got 361 days to choose from, and they couldn't even choose that right. But, yeah. I don't think he survives. I don't. I don't see how the top players, basically, Mark, look at him and say, yeah, I can't see your face anymore. Honestly, I can't. I can't hear your voice. I can't see your face anymore. The deal is done. We're stuck with it. We're going to have to, and financially, we're going to make out great. But, you know, I can't. I mean, Mark, this was a bitter divorce proceeding. And at the very end, we want to hug it out and make nice. I mean, don't you, at some point at the end of the bitter divorce proceeding, somebody in the proceeding, you go, yeah, I think I'll sign off on this, but you got to go. I don't ever want to see you again.
Yes, to a point. I mean, usually you don't get rid of dad when he takes mom back, if you know what I'm saying. That's why the kids have all decided we don't want you back, Dad.
That's what the kids have decided. The kids have decided apparently mom's going to keep you around. That doesn't mean we have to. Just so you know.
The cheating you just did, I can't forgive.
Right. Don't know what to tell you. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Stay the out of my life. If I'm Rory McIlroy this morning, I think I might want Greg Norman as commissioner before Jay Monahan. honestly, I really feel I don't know how he survives. In fact, I'll have no respect for the PGA Tour players if they let him survive. Honestly.
Well, by all accounts, 90% of them want him gone based on last night's meeting in Toronto, to which when people called for his removal, they were getting standing ovations in the players-only meeting with the commissioner.
Rory's having a presser today because he's the defending champion of the RBC. Rory, please, please don't hold back today. I'm begging of you. Don't hold back. Don't. Apparently, whatever this merger is going to look like, it's going to look like beginning next year. But there are a few things that I really wonder about this year. Like, if you're the USGA, can you turn around now at the last minute and offer Taylor Gooch a special exemption to the US Open? I mean, you changed one word in your rules requirements to specifically keep him out. And that was your way of siding with the PGA Tour versus LIV. Well, now what was the point? I mean, that's the only thing that both opens did. The RNA did nothing different. They changed nothing. The USGA changed the wording as to the requirements. And it used to be if you were qualified for the Tour Championship, then they made you, instead of qualify, participate. And because he had declared for LIV, he didn't participate in the Tour Championship. So Taylor Gooch is out of the U.S. Open. And by the way, they changed the wording after he could get in the paperwork to begin the qualifying process for the U.S. Open. So they stuck it to him. One guy. Do they make amends? What does the DP World Tour do now? First off, do you give Henrik Stenson his Ryder Cup captaincy back? We know they won't. But apparently this is all a charade. And do you let the Europeans, are they all, hey, if you want to pick Stenson, you want to pick Sergio? Why not?
Or are they going to try to play a charade and say we're going to wait until next year when everything's merged, which would be even more of a farce?
Well, especially since it's not like the U.S. team is going to. I mean, Koepka at the very least is going to be on it, if not DJ also. Man, we're just getting started with this sucker. Woo-wee! Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour, top of the morning to you. Let's get over the hump together, shall we? Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. We figured we'd be talking a little bit about Game 3 of the finals. You know, they're tied at a game apiece. People are watching, by the way. Ratings are good. Thought maybe we'd be talking about, I don't know, Rays and Marlins keep winning. Arise is hitting over 400 now. That hasn't happened in 15 years, by the way, a major league player hitting over 400 in June. But, whatever. We'll get to it, I guess. Bud Elliott's going to be on the show. Seth Everett will make his weekly appearance. Mark Lye at 8 o'clock, for those of you that are asking, because we got some golf news. I say it's the biggest merger in the history of sports. Or put it this way, not biggest, most controversial.
I'll take that.
Even more than AFL, NFL, even more than NHL, WHA, even more than NBA, ABA. I think this was the most contentious because none of the other three could throw in the September 11th factor. So I don't know how that card, you know, could have been replicated.
The quote that Monahan gave that I really want to follow up questions with him is, he says, I understand the criticism. For me, you take the information you have at the time and you make decisions in the best interest. Things have changed. This was the right time to have this conversation. What information do you have now that you didn't have?
Well,
information, not money. What information?
Sponsors telling him we're leaving because their names associated with the inferior events. And I mean, remember, was it a month and a half ago? Was it a couple weeks after the Masters or was it before the match play in Austin? I don't know if that was late March or if that was late April. Thought it was April. But I mean, they were angry at the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour had taken the match play off the schedule. They had a terrific venue. They had a community that was all in supporting it. They had an Austin-based major company that was like, yeah, we don't care whatever the price is. This is our big thing. We're all in. And the PGA Tour was like, nah, we're getting rid of it. And it didn't sit well with a lot of people who didn't even like the playing in the match play. But they're just like, this doesn't make any sense. We got a course. We got a community. We got a sponsor. Money's not an object. We got a network who televises it. What's the problem? We're dropping events like this? So I think there were just a lot of issues. And I contend, listen, they didn't want their books exposed. Here's what I want to know. They specifically in their announcement, Mark, said this was now going to be a for-profit venture.
But they're keeping the 501c3 or C6 status, I think is what they have.
Right, but the PGA Tour is going to remain a not-for-profit organization. So the Saudis are going to get money? I mean, that's basically what they announced yesterday. That, hey, you know, the profit part of this company, that's going all to the Saudis. Yeah, well, the PGA Tour, we don't make any money. Even though we came up with about $400 million overnight for these elevated events and, you know, increased purses and, you know, the PIP fund, you know, based on popularity, we'll just throw you a bonus check. I mean, maybe Phil knew what he was talking about when he said they got $800 million lying around. Not bad for a not-for-profit. So how much of an apology is Phil Mickelson owed?
From the PGA Tour? From the media? I mean, where do you want to start, David?
Well, because you could pick any group you want here. The tour, its players, the media. On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, I'm thinking it's about a 46 on the apology scale.
And the hatred towards him in the golf media, because this was obviously brought up. I watched a ton of Golf Channel yesterday. And every time they brought up Phil, they still tried to knock him down.
Right. Well, of course. It makes them look bad. They've just spent a year and a half making him a human pinata. And he's been right about 90% of everything he said.
I subject my wife to watch a lot of games. I don't make her watch a lot of Golf Channel news, if you know what I mean. But
oh, that's good.
But last night she was forced to watch Golf Channel news. And even my wife, just after every guy talked, she just looked at me. She goes, certainly seems that person doesn't like Phil very much. That was our common thread last night. You give me us on a scale of 1 to 10 of how much this guy hates Phil Mickelson. And nothing was under a 5 for the entire about hour and a half that we watched.
Well, I think it can now be clearly said, whether you hate Phil or not, he certainly is on the Mount Rushmore of most influential golfers of all time. I mean, it's Arnie, it's Jack, it's Tiger, it's Phil. And I actually think if you really want to drill down, Phil Mickelson may have now changed golf for better or for worse, but he may have changed the PGA Tour financially and otherwise more than any golfer in the history of the sport, including Arnie and including Tiger. And I'm just trying to figure out when he gets one of those network broadcasting gigs now, because that sucker's coming. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard this news. I go, well, in the next 3 to 5 years, Phil now can go to the booth. Both networks wanted him. And now there's a road to get Phil in the booth. I mean, really, Trevor Immelman or Phil Mickelson on the back nine at Augusta? Seriously? Come on now.
Yeah, it was a bad day. It was a bad day for Trevor Immelman. It was a horrible day for Jay Monahan and Brandel Chamblee. That was rough. But you're peeling that onion back a little ways, going, huh? Where does this end? How does
our buddy Azinger's like, well, I thought I had two contracts left. I may only have one. You know, one of those deals. Yep.
21,000 is the text line.
Where do you want to go with poll questions? You know the one I wanted. Who do the PGA Tour players want as commissioner now? Jay Monahan, Greg Norman.
I think it's a funny question. And if we're going to do multiple questions, that's great. I like people to vote on the poll question. And since these two guys that you talked about are so despised right now, people would not even vote.
By the way, let's rewrite history on behalf of Greg Norman. 30 years ago, he wanted to do a world tour. Do you know what the PGA Tour did? They completely badmouthed him, then stole his idea and created the WGC events. Nearly 30 years later, he gets behind this. What has the PGA Tour done? Well, hell, they adopted 80% of what the LIV was doing and then brought them in under their own umbrella. And yet, he's the bad guy.
Right, he's out of a job. You know, that was the one thing everybody – well, Greg Norman's name's not appearing in any – of course not.
Right.
But he's getting – don't worry, Greg Norman got a big check from the Saudis when he walks away.
Damn right he did. Damn right he did. Greg will be walking shirtless on a beach either in Florida or Australia later in the week. He'll be fine.
Doing push-ups.
Right. Sending out a tweet going, hey, Rory, how's your week going?
Brooks Koepka with a four-word tweet yesterday. Welfare check on Chamblee. That's all it was. It's all it took.
Michael Collins on PGA Tour Radio said, hey, I just saw Brandel Chamblee on TV. Looks like he's been crying.
We'll get a poll question up. We'll get to the starting five. Mark Lye on the show today at 8 o'clock to discuss the LIV-PGA merger. Wonder what he'll have to say about this. Bud Elliott to talk some college football in our weekly chat with Seth Everett as well. All upcoming, but the starting five, that's next right here on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
22 minutes before the hour. Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. The show will not be all golf. Bud Elliott joins us in an hour. People like Bud Elliott. He's really good at what he does, which is talk college football. Seth Everett will join us in 2 hours. Seth's got an opinion or two about this. And you know who's got an opinion about this? Mark Lye. And he'll join us at 8 o'clock, and he may even be joining us for two segments.
Oh, you can write that down. As long as he'll stay, I don't want him going anywhere.
Well,
I don't know how many questions we'll get in one segment.
Well, the first Q&A could be Brando-esque. It could be, hey, Mark, how you doing? And that could be 5 to 7 minutes right there. But when he comes up for air, I think we'll cover a lot of ground. So, you know, that's what we got coming up. But first, it's time for...
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's the Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but the PGA Tour and the LIV merged. Throw in the DP World Tour as well. Yep, it's going to take effect next year. That's what we know. A whole lot of Saudi money is coming into the pot now. That's what we know. And all the players that have been banned from their respective tours apparently are going to have an, quote, opportunity to return, unquote, next year. Okay. Don't know. We don't know a lot of details, though. We don't know what the schedule is going to look like. We don't know if LIV is still going to have their 14 events running, you know, parallel to. We don't know, you know, are the golfers immediately going to be reinstated? They're going to have to pay fines, still sit out some more. We do know Rory McIlroy is having a presser today in Toronto because he's the defending champion of the RBC Canadian Open. You know, Rory has been the face and the voice of the PGA Tour in their fight against the LIV. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan had reportedly, quote, a tense, unquote, meeting with players yesterday that lasted over an hour. And by tense, okay, apparently they verbally gutted him like a fish.
Calling for his resignation and when it was called for, receiving standing ovations from the other golfers in the room.
Well, my question is then, I mean, this is supposed to be the players' tour, correct? I mean, even though he negotiated the deal without talking to any of the players, if you look very closely in the press release yesterday, it does say, comma, pending tour board approval, period. What if for the heck of it, Mark, they just say, no, you know what? No. So there. We'll talk more about this in a bit. There was a lot of other things that happened in the sports world yesterday that are pretty interesting. Not all of them good. Jacob DeGrom, I have no idea when we're going to see him pitch ever again. He blew out his pitching elbow for the second time. He actually did it coming out of Stetson in 2010. Had Tommy John surgery then. That's why he was kind of a late bloomer. But DeGrom was 34, he's facing Tommy John surgery. There's no guarantee he'll even return next year at any point in time. So Jacob DeGrom's career is very much in doubt. The Rays are not in doubt. They're really good. They keep on winning. They beat the first-place Twins 7-0 at home yesterday. Look, Raley and Siri homered. Zach Eflin shut out ball into the seventh for his eighth win of the season. The Marlins keep winning. Well, they're playing the A's and the Royals. It helps. Five in a row. Arise with two more hits. He's hitting 401. Marlins scored five in the fifth. BKC 6-1. Mark, with Pittsburgh losing to Oakland, snapping the A's 15-game road losing streak, and Milwaukee rallying to beat Baltimore 4-3 and 10, the Brewers are back in first by a half a game in the NL Central. Baltimore now 5.5 back of the Rays. Yankees 7.5 back after losing to the White Sox 3-2. Oh, yeah, Aaron Judge, after that great catch Saturday in Los Angeles, turns out he hurt his right big toe. It's bruised. He's got some ligament damage. He's going on the 10-day IL. Hey, he's a big guy. It's a big toe.
Sergeant Hulka will not be happy.
No. Boston, 4 in the 8th, beat Cleveland 5-4. Toronto hit three homers. Jays have won 5 of 6. They beat Houston 5-1. Arizona's in first in the West. They doubled up Washington 10-5, while the Reds scored 3 in the 9th to beat the Dodgers 9-8. The Braves and the Mets played. So it's really just a matter of what was the Braves' winning score. Turns out it was 6-4. They rallied from a 4-1 deficit in the 6th. Schwarber led off the game with a homer for the Phillies, and that's all they needed. They beat the Tigers 1-0. Texas, despite DeGrom news, Marcus Semien's hit streak's 25. He had the go-ahead hit in a 6-4 win over St. Louis. Giants get to 500 with a 10-4 win over Colorado. Angels got another homer from Ohtani. They beat the Cubs 7-4. And Seattle's back to 500, Mark. They beat the Padres 4-1. Game 3, NBA Finals tonight. Series tied at 1. Denver a 2.5-point favorite. Nuggets are 4-3 on the road in the playoffs. The Heat were 6-0 before losing the last two home games in their series with the Celtics. 8:30 ABC. Excuse me. 8:30 ABC. Tyler Hero has been ruled out. He's back working out, practicing, although not with the full team. Ruled out for Game 3. It's a game-by-game thing. College Softball World Series. They're down to the finals. Third-ranked Florida State against top-ranked Oklahoma. Sooners are 59-1. They've won 51 in a row. It's a best 2 of 3. It begins tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN. French Open, men's side. Alcaraz and Djokovic both won yesterday. I was wrong. I said they didn't meet to the finals. Turns out they meet in the semis on Friday. By the way, the last American left in Paris, Coco Gauff, taking on the top seed Swiatek in the women's quarters later today. Staggeringly good news in the NFL yesterday. Damar Hamlin, a full participant in Bills practice. I got to admit, Mark, I sat back. I actually had tears in my eyes. No exaggeration. I was working on a mass text to a bunch of us on the Monday Night Football crew and decided against it. But if you were in, I mean, never mind what all of you were experiencing at home on January 2nd when Damar Hamlin was dead on the field for a few minutes. But to be in that stadium and to realize that 5 months and a week later, he's a full participant in practice.
Absolutely amazing. It was chilling to say the very least in the best way.
It got to me yesterday. It really did. Little bit of soccer news. So apparently it's down to returning to Barca or Inter Miami for Messi. Apparently the MLS, they've gotten together and they put their best offer together and they've got it in front of Messi. The word is Messi wants to return to Barca. But if not, it looks like the fallback's the MLS. And by the way, I don't know if you heard, but the PGA Tour and the LIV merged yesterday. And they ended all legal proceedings against the other. That's it. The lawyers will be paid by Friday. And at 13 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
There are still dozens of unanswered questions.
At least.
With this,
there's not that many questions that are answered, David.
No. It goes into effect next year. That we know. We know the Saudis are going to continue to throw a bunch of money into golf. I don't know. And the one fact that came out of yesterday that was most surprising to me, Monahan was asked, when did these talks start? He said 7 weeks ago. So sometime in mid to late April. Does Koepka and Phil finishing T2 at the Masters have anything to do with this? Or is this strictly money, the lawsuit, sponsorships, etc.? I don't know. Don't know if we'll get a straight answer ever.
I don't think we'll ever get a straight answer. But I think it's, I don't think it has to be one or the other, if you know what I mean. I don't think it has to be, was the PGA Tour going broke between legal bills, sponsors going away, these elevated events? Were they scared about their books being opened? Or could it be just a combination of both? Because financially, we all know that the Saudis could have lasted as long as they wanted in this. They could have dragged this out and kept emptying the pockets of the PGA Tour from a legal standpoint.
I don't like Jay Monahan's chances to continue as PGA Tour commissioner. But I will tell you, if and when he gets fired, if I'm the State Department, I have to seriously consider, like, the Secretary of State job. Think about this. Not a peep. Not a word. 7 weeks they were talking. He apparently trusted one other person on his side. One other guy. No, I'm sorry, two. Two other guys, apparently. Who knew on the PGA Tour side? Three guys. None of them golfers.
Well, the golfers would have never kept their mouth shut.
Well, that's just it. Now, on the Saudi side, you know, oh, and by the way, the guy who's, I don't know what his title is, you know.
The governor of the fund there.
Yeah, Rhode Island, whatever. He's now apparently going to be on the PGA Tour board. I tell you, I want to be on these meetings. I really do. If you're the Golf Channel, don't you want to televise the Tour Advisory Board meeting? I want a gavel and everything. It's come to order. I want them to dress in the wigs, you know, make it like the House of Commons.
You want British Parliament for this?
You know.
Well, that's what honestly. I think the meeting was like yesterday in Toronto. I think there was a lot of that. Rah, 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 rah.
4 score and 7 years. Rah, 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 rah. So, there you go. Listen, there was a chance. Everybody's like, oh, well, this was obviously going to happen. Mark, I thought this was obviously going to happen if the LIV won in court. I thought there was a chance if they went to court next year and the PGA Tour won that. No, actually, I thought there was a chance that everybody who went to the LIV Tour would never be seen on a golf course again.
No one was watching their tour. Nobody. They had some nice crowds at a couple of events, but that doesn't matter. There was nobody watching their events. No one hell knew how to find the damn things. It was on the CW, for crying out loud. As one tour member, said, this tour was dying and we threw him a life jacket.
You didn't throw him a life jacket.
No, you threw him a boat. Your boat. You jumped out of your boat and said, here, take ours and we'll just lay around and wade water for a while.
You pulled up in the QE2. What are you kidding? A lifeboat? Hey, we're going on spring break. You want to come? We got room. Bring your booze. We got all. Sure.
Shocked and angry is how the PGA Tour players feel today. We'll get more from them all day long. They'll start talking at some point. Not many talked yesterday.
Rory's got a presser today as the defending champion in Canada. Don't hold back, Rory. I beg of you. You know what? It's probably good they're north of the border. Could you imagine if they were like in the New York metropolitan area, what the crowd would be like this weekend? Oh, my goodness. It's probably good because the Canadians, they'll behave. This is their national event. You know, it's a really big deal to them. I don't think the crowd's going to be unruly or anything like that. Think Monahan sticks around for the weekend? Think he does another interview with Nance?
He almost has to. I don't know if he will, but when we come back, we'll give you some of the best of Jay Monahan from a year ago to tell you what he's up against going forward.
What is this, a roast? On Spike TV, the best of Jay Monahan?
I'd watch that show. I'd watch that show, David. We will get an actual poll question up at some point.
We just don't know. We've got 17 of them. We're trying to narrow it down.
But when we come back, Jay Monahan a year ago with Jim Nance gave a hell of a quote.